USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parts of Louisiana were badly damaged after major storms came through the state, according to Republican Governor John Bel Edwards.
I just declared a state of emergency for the entire state because right now we're still assessing damage in multiple parishes, and we don't know where we're going to have to move assets, equipment, and personnel to in order to render assistance just yet.
Police say it does not appear to have been an accident when a former Army sharpshooter drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians in a Silicon Valley suburb earlier this week.
The information that we have from the witnesses at the scene and the physical evidence led us to believe that it was a deliberate act.
That's Sunnyvale, California Police Chief Fon No. And former Vice President Joe Biden officially announces a 2020 presidential bid. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh,
unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
A man in Texas is the second to be executed for a horrendous hate crime. USA Radio Network's Wendy King gives us some details.
An avowed racist who orchestrated one of the most gruesome hate crimes in recent history was executed in Texas for the dragging death of James Byrd Jr., a black man. Byrd's sister, Clara Byrd Taylor, had this message.
We witnessed the peaceful and dignified execution of John King for the savage, brutal, and inhumane murder of James on June 7, 1998. Really a modern-day lynching.
James Byrd Jr. was chained to the back of a truck and dragged for nearly 3 miles outside Jasper, Texas.
A new poll from the political website The Hill says almost 1 in 4 Democratic voters want Congress to move on from its investigations of President Trump regarding the special counsel and focus on other issues such as health care and immigration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
Jules Pieri and her business partner launched the Grumet 10 years ago, which was a way to get new products to market for entrepreneurs. Pieri joins Fox Business and shares some of the challenges that entrepreneurs face.
These folks who are creating these products, at least in our experience, only 10% of them have any experience creating, bringing a product to market. They're teachers, they're plumbers, sure. They're doctors, they're dentists. So they need everything, and they're great at innovating the product, but the business skills or the business knowledge, logistics, packaging, financing,
are legal.
Legal, right? But the hard problem for them is finding an audience and credibility, right? It's a busy world. So we look at 300 products a week and we launch 6 and have a massive audience of 3 million interested, curious people. So we make markets for new products every single day.
As far as identifying good products, she says,
well, we take in about 20 or 30 samples a week and try them out. So at the get-go, we can see if a problem solver is interesting and doing something different than we've seen before. We want to make sure it's undiscovered so that'd be interesting to our audience, and then we really just dive in and make sure that they're delivering.
The first round of the NFL draft begins Thursday night in Nashville, Tennessee. The Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. The first pick expected to be somewhere right around 8 o'clock Eastern time. Please remember you can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's hard to believe that only once a year we celebrate the women in our life.
our mother, our wife, our mom. How can we put a value on all the countless times you were there? It's our hope that this Mother's Day, someone who loves you will find just the right opportunity and gently hand you a small, beautiful bronze box that reads, Mack and Sons. You know, and I know, there's jewelry waiting patiently inside that box. We also both know it's not just about the object inside, but a way for us to tell you thank you, and we love you. People that buy jewelry from the master jewelers at Mack and Sons are not just buying diamonds, gold, or jewelry. They know the lessons you taught them are worth more than gold, and the lifetime of love you showed them is more precious than any diamond. When you're handed that striking bronze box with Mack and Sons on it, you'll know this year they wanted your gift to be perfect. Mack and Sons, the master jewelers on the boulevard at Bluff.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
And finally, if you were to give parents of boys one piece of advice for how, in their small way, they can fight against this trend for the sake of their own boys, what would it be?
Well, I would say, first of all, encourage them. And I mean that most deeply, is that to encourage someone is to instill courage in them, to support their courage. And that doesn't mean protect them from what's dangerous. It means teach them how to be competent and teach them that they can rely on themselves to prevail in even in the darkest of circumstances. That's part of it. I would say as well, more specifically, and this is specific advice for parents, if you have your children in a school and they talk about equity and there's class and they talk about equity, diversity, inclusivity, white privilege, systemic racism, any of that, you take your children out of the class. They're not being educated, they're being indoctrinated. And there's absolutely no excuse for it.
I agree with that completely. You might run out of schools pretty quickly, though, here in this country.
That would be just fine.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Thursday. So glad to have you. You can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts for each hour of the show in podcast form after the show, and you can share and listen to those. We welcome you. Uncle Milty's here, and Dr. Duke will be joining us in just a while. And also, we have a fantastic guest. By the way, that was Jordan Peterson. We have a fantastic guest in this segment of the show, Dr. Warren Farrell. Welcome to the program, Dr. Warren Farrell.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to being with you and Uncle Milty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've written a book, a very intriguing book, The Boy Crisis, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. And I can't wait to hear what spurned this. What did this for you? Because back in the 70s, you were first a supporter of the second wave feminism. How did you go from that to going into more about men and making sure that people were very aware of sort of this war on men and boys?
Yes, I just been elected maybe the third time to the board of directors of the National Organization for Women in New York City. Mm-hmm. And we had a discussion in the board, and the discussion was that a lot of the women who were feminists were writing in and saying that they wanted the opportunity after divorce to be able to take their children to a new location out of state and to maybe get married to a new man who had a new job and a new place and start their life over again, because they recognized in their first marriage they had made a mistake and they didn't want to live with that mistake for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And I had just begun doing some research on these issues. Mm-hmm. And there was the beginning in the 1970s of some of the research that was saying that children who grew up with minimal father involvement did not do very well. And so I brought this up to mm-hmm. the board, and there was sort of like a stunned silence. And it was like do you really want to pursue this, Warren?
No.
We want women to be able to say what they want to do, mm-hmm. and that we want the freedom for women to have that choice. We don't want someone telling them that they have to have a father in their life. Suppose that man is, violent and that type of thing. And I said, well, if he's violent or she's violent, mm-hmm. Because we already were beginning to have the research showing
right.
that women were in marriages, women are as violent toward men as men are toward women.
Yes.
Which, the feminist movement friends and colleagues of mine were not willing to admit, but that research was already beginning to surface. But once that issue of domestic violence was aside, the next issue was, how do the children do the best? And what they were stressing was women's freedom. And what I was stressing was, what does the research tell us about what's best for children after divorce? And so I could feel that type of tension. And
I'm
so
sure.
the theoretical answer was, why don't you go ahead and research that more if you really want to?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but I knew that as I was researching that if I found that children did so much better, and especially boys, with a lot of father involvement or about equal father involvement after divorce, that I would be, that I would be losing my status and my
mm-hmm.
speaking engagements. And
sure.
At that time, I was speaking all around the world on behalf of women's issues. And so, but I did find the more research that occurred after divorce, the more apparent it was that children did so much better, and especially boys, all over the world. By the way, this is true in all 63 of the largest developed nations,
wow.
Where there's a great deal of divorce and where mothers bring up children without having a father involved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in those, I found that in all 63 of those developed nations, that the boy crisis resides where fathers do not reside.
Wow. You and John Gray wrote this, and they consider you the father of the men's movement. How did you feel about that?
Well, I guess I got that GQ
uh-huh.
labeled me the Martin Luther King of the men's movement. So the Martin Luther King part I was fine
mm-hmm.
with. The men's movement, I'm a very big supporter of both. I don't really feel I support a men's movement or a women's movement. I don't want a women's movement blaming men or
mm-hmm.
a men's movement blaming women. I want a gender transition movement where we can move from the rigid roles of the past to more flexible roles for our future.
Mm-hmm.
And so when our son is growing up, our daughter is growing up, they have two things. One is parents who are able to not just guide them, but to teach them the skill sets that the things that children love to do is very fulfilling things. More people prefer to be a musician or an artist or a teacher
mm-hmm.
Than prefer to be an engineer, for example. But the things that are fulfilling, the more fulfilling the occupations are, the less they tend to pay. And so if you're really going to be able to follow your dream, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
you have to have not just a dream, but you have to have discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And fathers are more likely in the parenting balance of males and females. Fathers are more likely to establish the boundary and require the boundary enforcement
mm-hmm.
That leads to the postponed gratification, that leads to the discipline, that leads to children, both boys and girls, being successful at homework or successful in their activities,
mm-hmm.
therefore feeling proud of themselves and able to get the approval of teachers, peers,
mm-hmm.
and especially their own parents. As I started seeing what was the difference between dad-style parenting and mom-style parenting,
mm-hmm.
I started articulating that and made myself extremely unpopular in the National Organization for Women because their desire was for women to have the freedom to do what they wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and their secondary issue was the benefits of the children, and that's where we separated. And I found that Republicans and conservatives, by and large, were extremely they knew the value of the family,
yes.
and they knew the value of the intact family and the value of fathers, and so
right.
I found a much more receptive audience among for the boy I'm crisis sure. among conservatives.
I'm sure, because it almost what we're talking about is women wanting more rights than men, and wanting it to swing their way because of what they want. And you're recognizing the family unit when you say gender liberation. Also, what about recognizing, you know, recognizing strengths, innate strengths that come along with being a man and a woman, and recognizing those and catering to those strengths? What are your feelings
about
that?
Absolutely. There's two dimensions to that. One is that, you know, as we raise a son and daughter, I know that you have a couple of sons, and you know that there's two things that happen. One is that you want him to be strong and capitalize on his natural strengths. And at the same time, you also want him to be safe, and you want him to, you recognize the preciousness of each individual boy. And so you're probably always trying to balance the, if he wants to go off and be a hero in war, on the one hand, you're proud of him for, you know, being willing to be a Marine and to serve his country. And on the other hand, that's what I call heroic intelligence. And heroic intelligence is also a recipe for a short life, but also a life of great service, as opposed to health intelligence, which is a recipe for a long life, but it may or may not be a life of great service, depending on. And of course, the combination as we raise our son is we want him to have the best of both worlds, and to balance those two, and also to discover what's unique to him, but not just to say, okay, sweetie, you want to be a musician, you go ahead and be a musician or an artist, but you don't develop in him the discipline, because if you're going to be a musician or an artist, you better have the discipline to be in the upper 1% of your field. Yeah. Otherwise, you won't be able to make a living to contribute to the support of the family.
Yep. Yes. I know that you have, we have about 2 minutes, but I know that you have sections on ADHD and the role of mothering and fathering. I know that Suzanne Summers was singing your praises and said that you talk about developing boys' health intelligence and how priceless that is and how life-changing that is. A few words on developing boys' health intelligence?
Yes, I think it's teaching. One of the things we need to bring to our sons and our daughters in the first and second grade is communication skills. Those are more vital than trigonometry and algebra and so on in terms of our everyday life. And so we need to start with that type of attitude. We need to have the boys and girls see a mother and father dialoguing with each other in such a way that they have not father parenting or mother parenting, but a checks and balance parenting.
I agree.
So they see how a dad's natural propensity to say, you can't have your ice cream until you finish your peas, and require that ice cream, the peas are finished before the ice cream is occurring.
Good cop, bad cop. Might, good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, bad cop, provide, balancing each other out.
In love.
And recognizing that there isn't a good cop and bad cop, but rather that there are two cops playing a game of love thy children better.
I totally agree. That's why I say in love, because they need to see that. And so it's so necessary. And I hope women around the world are seeing that and noticing that. I think men and boys, I get comments like, I don't even know how to treat a woman anymore because everything offends them. I don't know what to do anymore.
You are absolutely correct. And this is the irony of the women's movement, who's started out saying, I am woman, I am strong, and has morphed into saying, I am woman, I've been wronged.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Amen.
Very good.
Oh, I'm just so happy that you're out there saying this. And I'm happy that with the platform that you have, in fact, you're currently the chair of the commission to create a White House Council on Boys and Men. And I really appreciate the work that you're doing, Dr. Warren Farrell, because I think that and I can only imagine how difficult this was to go against the grain like this. But I really respect the avenue that you're on. And the book is The Boy Crisis, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It, co-authored by John Gray. Dr. William Farrell, thank you.
What a perfect time.
Yes, what a perfect time. We so agree on that.
Thank you. Wonderful talking. I'm sorry we didn't have longer.
I am too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'll have you back.
Yeah.
Thank you. Dr. Warren Farrell, The Boy Crisis. Go check out the book.
Are Are you giving your Social Security dollars back to the government? It happens every day to people who don't have an effective Social Security strategy. The right plan for accessing your Social Security benefits can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars to you and your spouse's retirement income. Don't make the costly mistake of being unprepared in retirement. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 for a free Social Security optimization report. Take advantage of proven strategies to help maximize your Social Security benefits. You've paid into this system your entire career. Don't make the same mistakes that cost people hundreds of thousands of dollars of their hard-earned benefits. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 and arm yourself with a free Social Security Optimization Report. It's absolutely free, it's easy, and could dramatically change your retirement. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 or visit them at yournewmillenniumgroup.com.
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Saturday mornings at 9
on St. George News Radio 1450.
Steamroller Copiers, we're the one to help you till your work is done. The full service business center makes your day run so much better.
Rubber stamps,
letterheads,
colored copies, blue and red,
invitations for the wedding,
faxing and computer renting.
Steamroller Copiers has the largest selection of wedding invitations in southern Utah.
For all you brides-to-be, right now we have special pricing on custom wedding invitations. Purchase 500 invites for only $149.
That's right, $149. It's Steamroller Copiers. We offer our personal attention and ability to customize your wedding announcement to match your unique style and personality.
Additional wedding accessories we offer at Steamroller include lined envelopes, enclosure cards, guest books, thank you cards, bridal canvases, and oversized photo prints.
Come in to any Steamroller Copiers location, St. George Boulevard, South River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copiers, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
Hi, Carl Lamar, and you've heard me talk about Newby Buick GMC for years. Well, trust me when I say they have the lowest prices in the area. They work tirelessly every day to ensure you're getting the lowest prices. The gang at Newby Buick GMC is price checking their competitors on a daily basis to ensure you're getting the best deals. That's the lowest prices on brand new GMCs and their huge selection of new Buicks. Right now, get over $12,000 off the award-winning 2018 GMC Acadia. Get over $12,000 off the hard-working 2019 GMC Sierra 2500 HD. No need to shop around, because right now, they're taking almost $12,000 off a 2019 GMC Sierra 1500. Shop their inventory at newbybuick.com or stop by their location on Convention Center Drive. Dealer stock number 0694. 0839 and 08377.
This hour of music brought to you by Mac and Sons, the Master Jewelers. This Mother's Day, make sure to tell the mother in your life, I love you, with a beautiful bronze box that says Mac and Sons. Mac and Sons, the Master Jewelers at St. George Boulevard and Bluff.
Apple, Amazon, Google. Great things can come out of a garage, and over at Garage Doors Only, we make sure your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We service, repair, and install garage doors and openers. Give us a call at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Check out our reviews by Googling Garage Doors Only, and let's make great things happen in your garage this year.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
The all-new 2019 Lincoln MKC at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is the smoothest ride in town. With great features like adaptive suspension, which monitors and adjusts to fit your preferred driving experience, or Wi-Fi standard hotspot. How about hands-free power liftgate? The Lincoln MKC has got it. Right now, you can get up to $5,300 off MSRP of $51,210 and $1,500 in competitive Quest Cash on the new 2019 Lincoln MKC. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit, OAC. In-stock inventory only. See dealer for details.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Thanks to Dr. Warren Farrell for coming on the show, and he was surprising. That was interesting. And also, of course, we have the legendary Dr. Duke Pesta, because you know I have to introduce you that way because you're a rock star. Everyone loves you. What can I say?
I'm an energy drink? I don't understand.
You are. You're a rock star. Red Bull rock star. There we go. Thanks for coming on, Dr. Pesta. And it's always fun to have you, even on a quirky day like a Thursday instead of a Monday this week. And I'm really appreciative. Today we've interviewed the producer and writer of Unplanned. And we had Chris Ann on the show. And it's just been an amazing show. And I'm so glad to end this last two segments with you, because you always bring this brilliant perspective. And Dr. Duke's show, if you don't know what that is, please check it out, because Dr. Duke is pretty amazing and covers a lot of topics that are not covered in mainstream. You'll never hear the stuff he's talking about, but he brings that reality to what's going on, not only on our campus, but just in the world in general. We were just talking about the boy crisis, and do you want to weigh in on this? Because as you're seeing these boys grow up and come into your presence in college, I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts on this.
It's not just the boys. I am seeing the toll that's being taken on boys by the new social justice advocacy that now begins in preschool and kindergarten, where boys are being considered toxic, where the only way young boys, particularly young Caucasian boys, are allowed to be included in the everybody deserves sympathy category is if they actually come out as transgender, which is why I think so many are doing it. You're taking young boys at very young ages, and you are basically explaining, even to little kids, that existentially there's something wrong with boys, and existentially there's something really wrong with boys who happen to be Caucasian boys. Mm-hmm. And by the time I see these kids in college, you know, they've been put through the ringer. The boys don't speak. Mm-hmm. The boys keep their mouths shut. The things that the girls, the female students, are willing to say are pretty shocking. Yeah. And they're confident, the female students, in dissing boys. They feel no guilt or retribution is coming their way for saying really nasty things about men or about white men or about masculinity. So I see these boys, they keep their mouths shut. I'll tell you one quick anecdote. When I started class the beginning of this semester, right, back in February. I went through my spiel about how this is a free speech zone. This is not a politically correct zone. You should be able to speak your mind regardless of who you are. Everybody here has the same free speech rights. I had a bunch of boys audibly sigh, and two of them said, "Who are you? And how come I take? What? How can I take more of your classes?" One girl, female student, said, "Oh my God, this is going to be amazing." Because there are also girls who are just as troubled as the boys are by the small group of radical girls who feel like they can say anything nasty about boys that they want. So, you know, it really is it's a very emasculating thing what the public structures of education in this country are doing to the notion of what boys and men are.
So how many more classes can you teach?
Can we clone you? It's so true, though.
It's funny. You know, I should tell you, I am also under investigation by my university right now for having made the observation, among other observations, that feminism is something that should be critiqued. I've had a student complaint is being worked through the system now because the student accused me of, among other things, daring to criticize feminism. And I pointed out to my class the other day, I said, look, feminism is an ideology. It's not a protected class. It's a political. It's a purely left-wing, politically activist philosophy, and we're going to critique it. And so they don't like it. They don't like it.
Oh my gosh! You know, Dr. Farrell was just saying that what got him he was one of the early '70s supporters of that second feminism wave. And I said, well, what was the catalyst that made you go towards the war on men? And he said it was when the women were divorcing and wanted everything to swing in their favor, as far as let them do whatever they want. The guy doesn't matter. Apparently, I had this baby on my own now, and the father doesn't matter, and doesn't matter if I move out of state. It doesn't matter if the kid's not in his life anymore. I want to do what I want to do. And he didn't agree with that. And I think, you know what? I'm glad he critiqued that, because it seems as though they never get a critique.
Exactly. I think that's a really good way to phrase it. And we see it more and more, too, as we move through this. What I'm sort of shocked by is the sea change, how quickly this is coming. 5 years ago, there was really nothing quite like the aggressive way and the in-your-face way boys were being tormented. The books that are being read by many of my assigned by many of my colleagues, the attitudes towards traditional values, and you know, I mean, when you think even what would formerly be known as typical masculine virtues, the attitudes are so hostile now, and it really is puzzling in the sense that at the same time, some of these women and some of these woke female students are saying the nastiest possible things. They're doing it all in the guise of defending themselves from imaginary attacks from toxic boys who haven't said a word. It's like it's complete projection.
Yeah, just their presence is toxic. Go ahead.
But actually, it's that same attitude that is bringing up the opposite view more vocally, more forcefully. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's true as well. And so it was interesting. I didn't get to hear your previous mm-hmm. speaker. What were some of his broad conclusions about how we might fight back against this?
We didn't have a ton of time to get into it. I'm going to have him back in about 3 weeks, but on a Friday. But let me say, I think he came to this conclusion that both men and women are important, and that dual relationship and the kids seeing the parents communicate and the man's style of parenting versus the woman's style of parenting has to be seen by these kids, because yeah. that's what's going to give you your healthiest child. And these parents are so, I think some these women can be so selfish and not recognizing that these fathers have to be there. They need to be there, and that a kid needs to see both sides. This was divine inspiration and godly planned that families have two different parents, the bad cop, good cop, and he said, not bad cop, good cop, just cops, because they support each other.
Good point. It's funny you guys mentioned this, because I was talking about this just today in my class. We were reading C.S. Lewis, mm-hmm. one of my classes, and I made that observation. I said, you mm-hmm. know, biology does remain biology, whatever gender one chooses to associate themselves with. And if you don't believe in God, Lewis, of course, believes in God, and we were talking about that. And I said, okay, by all means, go ahead and get rid of God, but then you should vent the same anger you vent at religion to Mother Nature, because she's the one who primarily mm-hmm. created male and female. Yeah. So if there is no God, and if evolution is the same thing, why don't you hate nature, Mother Nature? Why don't you hate her
right.
with the venom with which you hate believing Christians? Right?
I mean, fantastic point.
You can discount the God thing all you want, but nature, when it comes down to this issue, seems to be on the side of what the Christians believe, not on the side of what these radical feminists believe, mm-hmm. that gender and even biology itself are malleable.
Yeah, and the term gender liberation to me means we want to free ourselves of our innate abilities. And so I asked him about that, because gender liberation, when people throw that out, I'm concerned, I'm extremely concerned that they're not recognizing innate abilities as well. And I actually love your point on who to blame when they contradict themselves, by the way, on that.
Well, and that's why we are seeing, by the way, the same kind of assault on logic and reason that we see when it comes to God, or when it comes to traditional values, or when it comes to common sense. We're seeing those same attacks now being leveled against science. We're learning from our campus radicals that the scientific method is now white supremacy, that empirical evidence, requiring mm-hmm. empirical evidence before demonstrating scientific fact, is white supremacy, that we have somebody just came out last week and said a black female activist professor came out and said that libraries are monuments of white supremacy and should be pulled down. Her argument was that you have all of these books over the last 2,000 years written by white men that are standing on the shelves oppressing the other books that aren't written by white men. That there can be no equality as long as we have libraries, because just given the history of Western culture, I mean, let's be very clear about mm-hmm, this. Mm-hmm. Native Americans didn't have a written culture until Europeans brought it to them. Many African nations were oral traditions. You don't have, you know, Native mm-hmm. American literature from 700 years ago. You don't have a 1,000-year-old African American or African literature from the continent, right? Mm-hmm. But what you do have is Greeks and Romans and mm-hmm. medieval Christians. That's what you do have. And so the fact that libraries are so particularly in Western countries, are so disproportionately written by the great writers of the past who happen to be male and often white, well, mm-hmm. then they have to be pulled down. Notice what the argument is, guys. Let's not encourage more minority voices to fill those shelves alongside those writers. Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of those writers so that unaccomplished writers feel better about themselves.
Oh, my gosh. I can now foresee a point where they actually are kind of gaming for it. Why don't we have black people write on black pages and, of course, white people write on, you know, white pages? So this is just way more relevant, too. It's like they're causing this. They're creating this at every turn. Uncle Milty?
I just really love the point about Mother Nature. Because in nature, there are creatures that can mm-hmm. switch gender back and forth. Mm-hmm. But they don't. They're not saying, I'm a male, I'm going to feel like female. They actually change gender.
Yeah.
And so it's not just a pretend thing. It actually mm-hmm. happens. With humans, it's like, I just want to think it.
Right. No, it's true.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
And think about this, too. The progressive left, this is the UN Agenda 2030, right, in its educational aspects of globalism, mm-hmm. it wants kids to be taught that the earth is a living thing and that it's a female gendered thing. Mother Nature. Mother Nature is what Agenda 2130 is arguing globally we should be teaching our kids about the earth. And so on the one hand, then, if indeed the planet that has given us out of whole cloth, right, there's mm-hmm. no creator, there's no God, the ecosystem just evolved naturally. Mm-hmm. If that's true and Mother Nature is a woman, then you've got a woman responsible for primarily making humans male or female. So this is actually the matriarchy, isn't it?
Right.
We are being oppressed,
yes.
not by a phallic god in the sky with mm-hmm. a white beard. Mm-hmm. We're being oppressed by the great nurturing earth mother, the great womb in the sky, mm-hmm. if you will, who's given us icky men to go along with all of those oppressed women.
Hey, it is Earth Week. Is it not? Oh, we must pay homage to Earth Week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're so right on that. And I'm still reeling over the ridiculous nature. You know, I was saying this earlier in the week. We lack depth, and that's why we went after Kate Smith, and that's why when you were talking about these people that want the library changed, just for the preferences of having these different voices who could be way more in depth. Way more inept than the voices of the books on the shelves. They don't care about that. They only care about representation. They don't care
yeah.
about what we're actually learning. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That knowledge is now, according to the progressive left, simply a consequence of your biology or your gender or your skin color, that it has nothing to do with independent thought or free will or learning or knowledge or skill or
right.
genius. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff now. It's just, hey, I'm going to match your Thomas Jefferson with somebody who happens to be gay and in a wheelchair. And that's balance, right? It doesn't matter what Jefferson had to say or
yeah.
his historical moment.
Yeah.
None of that matters.
Yeah, because the guy in the wheelchair, this gay, could say kick puppies and it wouldn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It's just whatever that person, that person reserves the voice, whereas you can just go ahead and condemn Jefferson because it's not as important as this other voice because of the representation involved. Correct?
And another thing I would say uh-huh. is, you know, if you're going to go back with the Kate Smith thing to somebody mm-hmm. who lived in the 1930s, when Margaret Sanger, by the way, mm-hmm. was advocating eugenics, the destruction of black people with abortion in the 1930s, and she's off limits because she's a progressive who gave us Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. But in those same 1930s, Kate Smith, who was herself a mm-hmm. bit of a social justice person,
yeah,
she was
yeah.
very much an advocate for mm-hmm. Freedom and an mm-hmm. advocate for equality.
Mm-hmm.
If because of some of the nature of the songs she sings, her statues have to be taken down, mm-hmm. well, then what do we do with Barack Obama's statues and the schools
exactly
and,
right.
and the streets? Because as of 2008, when we come back.
Yeah, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Every Tuesday at 5, tune in to Your Family and Your Retirement with Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. We're doing some spring cleaning and you can clean up. Ugh, can you believe my ad guy actually wrote that? I gotta get a new agency. Anyway, we're making room for our new lines, so all our floor models have to go. Save up to 70% on the world's best brands, Serta, Beautyrest, and Five Star, and save up to 50% on adjustable bases. No better time to save than spring cleaning at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
It's Kia Spring Savings Time on SUVs at Findlay Kia.
Buy a new Kia Sorento and get $3,000 customer rebate,
1,000 bonus SUV cash,
and 1,000 convenience package bonus cash.
That's up to $5,000 in rebates on 2019 Kia Sorento LX.
And get a $2,000 cash rebate plus $500 in SUV bonus cash.
That's up to $2,500 in rebates on 2019 Kia Sportage.
Hurry, offer expires April 30th.
Findlay Kia, on the savings side of the freeway.
FinleyKiaSt.George.com.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I have all my employees in my company take Balance of Nature. And what it does is it's reduced my sick time to having someone out every week, or sometimes, you know, two people out a week, to we have almost no out time at all. Ever since we've had all of our employees take it, I mean, it's been amazing. You know, they all fought and resisted at first. But then it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, you miss 4 days a month. I said, how much is it worth to you not to be sick?
As you know, the price of produce is always on the rise. Have the confidence to know you're getting the best possible price for organically grown whole fruits and vegetables with Balance of Nature. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
You've transformed your outdoor space into a custom paradise, but then summer hits and it's too hot to enjoy it. Well, no more. Call Mr. Fog and enhance your outdoor space with a high-quality misting system. A misting system installed by Mr. Fog can decrease the temperature by 20 degrees. Take advantage of the beautiful southern Utah weather year-round. Mr. Fog has been making summer bearable for 15 years, and they're locally owned, which means they'll help you maintain your system for years to come. For more information, go to MrFogUtah.com.
Don't miss out on the active life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you, for the first time in your life, the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
You've got to see the new U-Brake iFix right here in St. George. The best choice to repair your cell phones, tablets, computers, drones, game consoles, and more. Diagnostics are always free, plus a warranty and a guarantee. Come see why we're different. It's the grand opening of U-Brake iFix at 245 Red Cliffs Drive next to Deseret Book.
In business for over 35 years, the Zion Eye Institute has grown into the largest and most comprehensive eye center in southern Utah, continually striving to be the best and always looking for new ways to better take care of their patients. With the experience and expertise to cover every area of eye care, their specialists use only the most advanced technologies and state-of-the-art equipment. You can count on each of their specialists being board certified and fellowship trained to handle everything from the simplest to the most complex cases, which means there's no need to travel to Salt Lake City or Las Vegas for specialized eye care. Just one of the many reasons the Zion Eye Institute was named one of the top 50 eye surgery centers in the United States and is the number one eye care provider for Medicare patients in the state of Utah. With four convenient locations, scheduling an appointment in St. George, Cedar City, and Mesquite is easy. Just call 656-2020, 656-2020, or online at zioneye.com. Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hypocrisy. And me and my crew are going to bust a song for you.
That's right, yeah.
Hip, 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 hypocrisy. You're not being straight with me. You're thinking one thing, brother.
man.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Welcome back to the show. Dr. Duke Pesta with us. I couldn't have said it better than that song. Dr. Pesta joins us, the Dr. Duke Show. And I'm sure you have, Dr. Pesta, I'm sure you have some thoughts on the Kate Smith. And let's talk about Barack, too. That's where we left off over the break.
Yeah, I left you guys hanging a little bit. I missed the time drop. But no, all I meant to say was that if we're going to play this game, that somebody who lived in the 1930s, during an age where racial attitudes were much more regressive than they are now, and she has to be excoriated. She has to have her statue taken down. Her music will no longer be played because she sang a couple of songs that were folkish songs at the time that now in retrospect look a little racist, despite the fact that she was, again, she was an advocate for civil rights. Mm-hmm. While Margaret Sanger, who lived and worked at exactly the same time, put together an organization from the progressive left, Planned Parenthood, whose primary purpose was to winnow out the minority population,
right,
a genuine eugenicist. And because she's useful to the left, her Planned Parenthood is useful to the left. The same liberals who want to get rid of Kate Smith are in bed with Planned Parenthood across the board. And if that's true, then think about how much more retrograde and out of step Barack Obama's attitude towards marriage was in 2008, when he ran on a platform of marriage is between a man and a woman. We were much more woke in the 21st century than they were in the 1930s. Yet Barack Obama's position was completely retrograde. And since we're not going to make allowances for the times, we're not going to take into account cultural context when we make these decisions, then Hillary, who as early as 1998 was arguing that she was pro-traditional marriage and didn't disavow that until 10, 12 years later. Yep. These icons of the left should feel the same wrath that everybody else does, but the progressives managed to avoid having to go after their own people.
It's true.
But even the examples they used were incorrect. Like the song "That's Why Darkies Were Born," that was not a racist song. It was against racism.
Right.
Yeah.
They're banning Mark Twain. For the love of God, Ralph Ellison, the great African-American novelist who in the 1950s wrote The Invisible Man, which is one of the great, great works of American literature, a brilliant man, he actually referred to Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain as the most moral book on race ever written. So here, an African-American in the 1950s, he recognized that Mark Twain was using the N-word. He created characters who used the N-word as a way of exposing how dehumanizing it was to Jim, how cruel it was. And yet the same kind of, I call them literate Luddites, right? They're not just farm operators throwing, burning farm equipment because it was putting them out of business in the 19th century. These are literate Luddites, I call them, that they're not able to read Mark Twain and realize that the book is radically anti-racism, even though it uses a slur. It's the same thing with Kate Smith. They're incapable of seeing that what Kate Smith was doing was trying to call attention to some of these things. And so they're literate, they're reporters, they're Hollywood people, they're politicians, they're high-level administrators for Major League Baseball or the NHL. So all they see, though, is the word or the image, and they can't dissociate that from the meaning behind it. It's childish.
Yes, 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 yes. And, you know, on the heels of this, the charges, you know, Biden announces his candidacy and he goes after Trump on racism charges, on Charlottesville, on accusing Trump of being racist and the hypocrisy even in his own life. And of course, this segment is all about this hypocrisy. Back in the 80s, he talked about Black America, and he also talked about his crime bill that he did. This is exactly why he dropped out of the race back in 88. This is a man who, by the way, has never, ever not lived off of tax dollars, by the way, in the public sector. So he doesn't even know what America's about. But at the same time, he gets this crime bill and he talks about him in a way. Let me just share some of this with you. Here we go. This is him talking on the floor about a sector of our society that needs to be locked up.
About that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them. Mm-hmm. Born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself three more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized. They literally have not had an opportunity. We should focus on them now. not out of a liberal instinct for love, brother, and humanity, although I think that's a good instinct, but for simple pragmatic reasons. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators 15 years from now. And Madam President, we have predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of its neglect, created. Again, it does not mean because we created them that we somehow forgive them or do not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them.
Wow.
They are beyond the pale, many of those people.
Oh, my gosh. Thoughts?
If you play too much of that, he might get elected.
I was thinking the same thing, Milty. Yeah. He's doing this all even though now he's announced, and apparently according to the news, they're breathless on MSNBC because he's got an 8-point lead over Trump now in the immediate poll that was taken after his announcement.
Yeah.
But Biden is doing this exactly the wrong way. Mm-hmm. He would have the clearest path to the presidency if he stood up and said, you know what? My skin color has nothing to do with my qualifications. Mm-hmm. I will not pander to people who want to make everything about race, who think that race or gender or class defines who I am. If he stood up to the progressive left and said, look, I'm a progressive. I'm somebody who believes deeply in human rights. I will fight as your president to stop using labels against people. Right? And if he did that, I think he would really have because no one's occupying that middle lane. Everybody thinks that they have to go on the Democrat side harder and harder left. And if you're a boring white guy like Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, an octogenarian almost, you've really got to disavow yourself. Mm-hmm. So for a white guy like Joe Biden, with all his baggage, to stand up on the day he announces and spend most of the time condemning himself and apologizing for who he is, that's not presidential material.
No, and Trump's not a racist, so there we go. Hi, caller. You know, the charges are ridiculous. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Dr. Duke Pesta.
Hello, and thank you for having me on. You know, I'm amazed that Uncle Joe put his name out there because this opens it up to the scrutiny of everything that's happened with his family and what's happened in the Ukraine. There is some really deep stuff there that's going to probably be tied in with the whole Russia gate and everything else that will come out with what's going on with the investigation that Mueller just finished.
Bingo, the money coming from China to his son and his son and John Kerry's son working together in a financial outfit and benefiting from the things going on from Ukraine to China. And also Biden using his office to threaten Ukraine with U.S. dollars if they didn't back off on his son, on the investigation on his son. there's a lot. Hey, thank you. Really appreciate your call. What do you have to say about that?
I think it's a great point, although I am beginning to become very skeptical of the degree to which the mainstream media, the Hollywood elite, academia are going to actually ask those questions of their candidates anymore. We've known about Biden's problems for months now, and it didn't derail him from announcing. And it seems to me you're going to hear a lot less of that now that he's announced. It's going to have to be up to the right wing media or the non mainstream media to keep trying to bring those stories forward. But I think what you're going to see here is an all out effort on the part of journalists and academics and the whole crowd of leftists to, by any means necessary, get somebody who's not Trump. So the worst aspects of Biden's obviously long political career are going to be covered over the way Hillary Clinton's were. I think the baggage in the trunk of most of these candidates on the left, I wonder how many Americans are actually going to hear those stories.
You know, I kind of have a feeling that it's going to be the Attorney General's office that starts bringing that stuff out, not so much the media.
I'd love to see that, but, you know, Barr's already taken so much heat. And I'm also wondering about Barr, too. I wish he were more vocal about the absurdity of what the left is saying. If I'm Barr, I'm going to be calling these guys out left and right. Yeah. So I don't know. I'd like to think so. And we know that the previous attorney general that Trump had would have done none of it either. So you're right. I mean, there's plenty for the Trump investigative team to completely torpedo all these men and women on the left. They're just, it's a clown car. Yeah. Is what it is. I mean, this is the same Joe Biden that made the slur against Indians running 7-Eleven. He's the same guy that became Obama's vice president after calling Obama finally a clean and articulate black dude, right?
Oh, my gosh, I know.
Those kinds of statements didn't stop him.
But also, right now, mm-hmm. you don't need to torpedo them because they're depth charging themselves.
That's true. And, you know, and I think all three of us know, and the audience does too, I would hedge my bets on this, that we know that this is a system gamed to pit everybody against each other into two different sides, and that they continue this game and continue this game to get us warring as sides. And what we really need to be doing is looking at government as a whole and what they're up to. And so I have to say that caveat, because sometimes it's so easy when I see the racism charge on Trump, and I know he's not racist. He had a black girlfriend. I mean, I know he's not a racist, but they keep levying that charge on him over and over and over again. My first instinct is to go and defend him because I know it's not true. I just know it's not true. So in that, I get sucked in, and we all get sucked in because you see the slinging of the arrows and you're thinking, how can this be? And they get away with it, right?
That's exactly right. And if you really want to do an analysis of who's made racist statements over their long political career, you just pointed out that Joe Biden has a trackable, palpable record of doing it. Not only can you demonstrate real racially insensitive statements coming from Joe Biden, mm-hmm. you can also have a chronicled history of quasi-sexual abuse, the groping, the touching.
Yes.
So what do they call Donald Trump? They call him a pervert because of that comment, right? Grab mm-hmm. him by the blank.
Right.
That's why he's a misogynist. And the totally debunked Charlottesville thing, mm-hmm. which is not in any way what the media says it is. Those mm-hmm. are the two reasons that the progressive left is now convinced and repeats again and again that Donald Trump is racist and sexist.
But Trump is talking about it. Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
And the parallel is with Joe Biden, you've got somebody who you can prove it.
Yeah, he's
you
doing
can
it.
Prove he's done both of those things. And yet it doesn't seem to stop his 8-point lead he's already jumped out to, according to the poll.
You know, anyone that announces usually sweeps the lead on that day, right. And then it goes away. And I love that you said that, because it's true. Trump made one comment off camera, thinking he was just kind of boy talking to Billy Bush, but we have video, mounds of video, with Biden being creepy and making women feel awkward and groping them. And so there's no contest here, and the media will always cater to this group. Also, he became a lawyer in 69, went into local council in 70, and has been on the payroll of the government ever since. A lot of these people have.
Bernie Sanders.
Yes, Bernie Sanders. None of them have worked in the private sector, truly. Like you out there listening.
How about the chutzpah mm-hmm. on Bernie Sanders, the Jewish American who doesn't apparently like Jews all that much?
Sure.
What chutzpah, if I may use that term, mm-hmm. to sit there and say, when he's asked about his $1 million, well, I just did it the right way. I wrote a book that people wanted to read. That's called capitalism, Bernie. You condemn it with everybody else.
Yeah.
But when you do it, suddenly, old Bernie just, you know, made $1 million by selling apples, hucking apples on the street corner.
Yes.
And I can do that. But you guys out there, when you do that, you're exploiting the system.
Yep. Socialism would have said, hey, all this person over here can afford is 5 cents. Let's charge 5 cents for everybody for the book. But you didn't see him doing that. So here we are.
What's with Cory Booker now, the allegations against him about sexual issues?
Mm-hmm.
He's had his skeletons in his closet. Kamala Harris had a high-ranking staffer who was a harasser, right?
Mm-hmm.
So explain to me, right, where these guys, what moral high ground these guys are taking. Their whole, the biggest thing they've got going is we're going to let convicted terrorists and felons vote now from prison?
Yes.
This is your argument? Let them keep making policy arguments like that, and Trump will be reelected.
Right, but instead, what do? They just focus on, he's a racist. They can't back it up. And of course, Biden sure looks like one, but you know, the hypocrisy abounds, right?
And I think they're firing these shots at each other.
Yes.
I think Obama had it right when he said they've got a circular...
And he played into it nicely for 8 long years and caused major destruction to this country. And all of them do. All of these guys do. It's a cast of characters.
And I will say this. I do not believe in the concept of white privilege. I believe in individuals, not collectives.
Amen.
But it's interesting, isn't it, that Buttigieg and Biden and Bernie, you picked the most privileged white guys you could to make the point.
Yes.
Beto.
Yes. I totally agree with that. And also Alexandria and her casting call. This is all a casting call. This is all a cat. We're seeing the characters come out on the stage. You're so awesome. Dr. Duke Pesta, check out the Dr. Duke Show. You're amazing. Thank you. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yes, Monday this.
You got it.
God
Take
bless.
Care. Be faithful. Be fearless. This is the Kate Daly Show. And, of course, we'll see you here tomorrow. Got some great topics tomorrow. Don't miss it. And everybody have a great night.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I mean, Dr. Howard really got it together when he added that health coaching. I mean, it's nothing like buying a supplement. It's like joining a team, you know. I don't think I've gone a day without them. I'd rather not, because I'd be more tired and draggy. That's just what I know my body needs.
As you know, the price of produce is always on the rise. Have the confidence to know you're getting the best possible price for organically grown whole fruits and vegetables with Balance of Nature. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.